And we are going to move on now to talk about insolvency, because tomorrow marks the biggest reopening of businesses so far this year when personal services and click and collect services return. But which businesses will struggle to come back and which won't come back at all? Michael Lavelle is a partner with Lavelle Partners, where he works with insolvent companies. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Carol. Thanks for having me on.
Now, up to now, you say we haven't seen many insolvencies, but you think that this is mainly because the government supports and wage subsidies are keeping them from happening. Can you just explain what you think might happen down the road?
Well, what's happening at the moment is that all the companies involved in this sector, the troubled sector, I suppose we'd call it, which is retail, pubs, restaurants and travel, all the companies in that sector are basically trying to stay on the pitch. Their priority would normally be to their customers, but they've no customers. And the priority would after that is to their staff, but their staff are being paid. So they've no reason to go into any insolvency process at this point in time while the government subsidies continue.
So are you surprised in a sense by these reports that many businesses can't get staff back if subsidies and supports are what are keeping people alive?
Well, that's going to be another problem. I mean, we've got a very vibrant part of the economy as well that is without doubt taking staff from the troubled economy. So I think the troubled economy is going to have a lot of difficulties reopening.
What sectors do you think, Michael, will struggle most to get back on their feet?
Well, I think the obvious ones are the pubs and the restaurants and obviously retail. There was an article, I think, last week saying that 30% of shops around the Henry Street area may not reopen. If those figures are correct, that's obviously very serious. I think the pubs and the restaurants, a lot of them will they'll come out of this pandemic with a lot of debts due to landlords and to the revenue commissioners. And they're going to have difficulty getting business back open again. And a lot of directors will have changed their own lifestyles as well and may not want to go back, particularly in the restaurant business. I could see a lot of restaurants maybe not being reopened because they haven't been operating as restaurateurs for the last 15, 16 months. And that may result in the closures of a number of restaurants as well.
Okay, so given that you're somebody who works with insolvencies, what could you put a figure on how many businesses you think may not make it back?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. There's about 10,000 pubs, restaurants and hotels in the country, and there's about 40,000 retail outlets. So that's 50,000 businesses are in the troubled sector of the economy. A reasonable, a conservative guess would be that between 5 and 10% of those companies could not trade in the future, which would have a figure of between 5,000 and 2,500 insolvencies coming down the tracks, compared to an average yearly rate of about 1,000 to 1,500.
Okay, now you also mentioned creditors, which would include banks, the revenue and landlords. You say landlords are the ones that will be the ones to watch because they will want to get their money.
Yeah, I think landlords are going to have to do deals with tenants, but in some cases, if a landlord feels that they can easily relet a property, they may well want to get rid of the existing tenant for other reasons. So I think that's the battle between landlords and tenants is going to be a very difficult battle going forward. A lot of landlords agreed that they wouldn't collect rent for a period of time. Some agreed to write it off, but an awful lot of landlords have not written off the debt. The debt still exists, and if it exists, it has to be dealt with when the tenant comes out of the pandemic.
So the banks and the revenue, will they be more lenient?
Well, I mean, I don't know what the revenue's attitude is going to be coming out of the pandemic. I think they'll probably have to do something in terms of supporting it. I don't think we're seeing in the SME sector, we're not seeing the borrowings that were in the sector currently that the sector had previously. So I'm not sure that I think, and interest rates are low compared to what they were historically. So I don't think that the banks are going to be a major factor. I think it's in the bank's interest to stand back and let a business see, can it see if the business was good 2 years ago, it can be good in 12 months' time. So I don't think the banks will be a major factor. The revenue and the landlords, I think, are going to be major factors.
And just finally, that sign that you often see on shop windows or doors ceasing to trade, that's one method, I suppose, of shutting up shop. Do you expect to see a lot of that, given that some of the other methods of winding down are so expensive?
Yeah, well, ceasing to trade is an obvious thing to happen, and it happens quite a lot in the restaurant business anyway, and that'll continue to happen because the costs of winding up can be quite large. But I mean, liquidation is available to creditors, and not necessarily a bad solution. It allows, or available to directors, it allows directors to get on with their lives. And sometimes the best thing is to wind up a company rather than try and deal with debts that you can't handle. So I think if people look on it as a very negative option, but it can be very positive for people in certain circumstances. It gets rid of a problem and they can move on and get on with their lives.
Okay. All right, Michael Lavelle with Lavelle Partners, thank you very much for explaining all of that to us.